You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Welcome to another edition of the Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, going to play some great bluegrass music throughout the program. A lot of gospel music on today's show because we're just coming up to Easter weekend and I thought it was a great time to play some gospel music. But we're going to start off with Kathy Kallick and Laurie Lewis doing a Munro song from their True Life Blues, a song of Bill Munro album, and it's one called We Used to Be. Here's Kathy and Laurie right now.
Used to be to you.
some classic Bill Monroe. I'm not sure if he ever imagined it would sound like that with two women singing it, but I think they'd make a great fist of it. I think that's what you're supposed to say, isn't it? Fist of it? Yeah. Okay, let's hear from Nothing Fancy. Now, great band. Mike Anders on mandolin, James Cox on bass, Jacob Fleck on banjo and a bit of pedal steel guitar. I know a banjo player who plays a bit of pedal steel guitar. That's me. Jacob Luzon on guitar and Chris Sexton on fiddle. And they do a fine job of some songs, and they got an interesting one here called The Little Island Love, and I'll leave it to you to decide whether it's love on a little island or if it's a little bit of island love. What do you think? I don't really need you to tell me. Here we go again, Nothing Fancy, A Little Island Love.
In my dreams, I still see the rising sun of Roanoke Island dawn. But when I wake to find that the shores are far behind, I almost feel as if I can't go on. So say a prayer for me, love, and hold it close into your heart as long as we're apart. One day I'll find a way back to my
you decided whether it was love on a little island or a little bit of island love there. That was Nothing Fancy, and we might hear from them a little bit later in the program. Meanwhile, we're going to have an instrumental from Mike Scott and his friends. The album's called Blue Moon of Kentucky, and it's an instrumental tribute to Bill Monroe, and he's got some great players on it. Mike Scott plays banjo. Adam Steffi plays mandolin on some tracks, although Mike Compton is playing mandolin on this track that I've selected. Brian Sutton playing guitar, Aubrey Haney playing fiddle, Tim Stafford plays a bit of guitar, Ben Isaac plays bass. Oh, there's a great lineup there. And here they're taking the music out of the song, Crying Holy Unto the Lord. It's an instrumental version. It sounds like this. of fine banjo picking from Mike Scott there, crying holy unto the Lord. And if you're like me, you're sort of singing along, crying holy unto the Lord with it. They all did a great job. It's a fine album. It's got some excellent picking on it, and they really capture the feel of the songs, which is good news. Well, I said we're going to have some gospel songs as we're coming up to Easter, and there is a classic gospel Easter song, and of course from the Stanley Brothers, one of my favourite groups of all time, and that is the song Cry from the Cross. This comes from their, not their first album, from the album Country Picking and Singing, I think it is, and let me get that right, number 10, yes, The Cry from the Cross, Country Picking and Singing. This album came out in 1958, and Stanley Brothers were having a hard time musically. They didn't make much money. They worked very hard playing small gigs and things like that, everything to keep a band going, but they turned out some wonderful music, and I still think Carter Stanley is one of the best of the bluegrass lead vocalists. But this is a classic song, and I'd like you to share it with me. Stanley Brothers, Cry from the Cross. The Stanley Brothers, and I think they did some of their best bluegrass music when they were having hard times. Maybe their hearts were so much in the music, and that becomes evident in the way that they performed each song, put everything into it. 1958, that was just 6 years before Carter Stanley died far too early, and changed the world of bluegrass music, really. Love the Stanley Brothers. You've gathered that, haven't you? You're listening to Paul Trenwith here at Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've been playing bluegrass music since the 1960s and listening to it and enjoying it and following it, really, and I love the music, and I take this opportunity to share it with you because everything I play on the show comes from my shelves of CDs and LPs, and I've listened to them a lot, and I think there's stuff on there, and I feel as though it's just like having you in the living room, and I'm saying, hey, you'd enjoy these guys. I really liked them in the early days. What do you think? And that's pretty much how the radio show goes. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and that's a great big store in Anglesey Street, Hamilton. And if you're ever in Hamilton or passing through Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people, all musicians working in the shop, and you can buy anything from a replacement flat pick for your guitaring or mandolin playing or a New Martin guitar. And in fact, they might even give you the pick if you buy a New Martin guitar. All sorts of instruments, all sorts of helpful advice from the folk at Shearer's. And I am very pleased that they are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. I bought my first banjo, a European Framus five-string banjo. I remember walking into the shop and they said, your banjo's here. And I opened up the case and we looked at it. It was the first five-string banjo I'd seen. And I was very taken by it, as you can imagine. All good fun. That was from Shearer's in the very early days. Oh, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear Doyle Lawson from one of my LPs. The LP is called I Heard the Angels Singing. And I'm going to play the song, I Heard the Angels Singing. Doyle Lawson was known for his great four-part harmony music, and when he had the band with Russell Moore on vocals and guitar and Ray Deaton on bass with the bassiest voice you ever heard, and Jim Mills on banjo doing the baritone part, one of the hardest parts of all time, and Doyle sang lead usually, and I loved the way they did these four-part songs, and I Heard the Angels Singing is a classic, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. This is coming from a LP issued in 1989. It was one of my favorites for a long time.
Well, run, Mary, run.
Jesus
suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Oh, my Lord told me what to do.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you'll take one step, well, I'll take two.
I heard the angels singing.
Yes, my God spoke and he spoke to me.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you'll take two steps, well, I'll take three.
I heard the angels singing.
Singing, run, Mary, run.
Jesus suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, my God spoke and his voice did roll.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you'll take three steps, well, I'll take four.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, if you want to get to heaven on high.
I heard the angels singing.
Said, you take four steps and I'll take five.
I heard the angels singing.
Singing, run, Mary, run.
Jesus suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, what do you think of Ray Deaton's low voice? Right through the song. That's typical Doyle Lawson, and I've seen him do it live, and the band just lines up there and they all do their parts, and it's always immaculate. Absolutely amazing, and very pleased that I got to see Doyle Lawson with various groups, actually, and he always managed to have great bass singers and great tenor singers, as well as his own lead work. Well, we're getting back into the early days of my listening to bluegrass music, and about the second LP that we got was Flat and Scruggs live at Vanderbilt University. And you have to bear in mind that all we'd ever heard was Flat and Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall and the Dillards live almost, and they couldn't have been further apart in many ways. And then we got Flat and Scruggs live at Vanderbilt University. A lot of people say it wasn't Flat and Scruggs at their best. They did a lot of songs of a very similar nature, but there's some great songs on there, and I just enjoyed hearing them sing and their relationship with the audience. And we're going to hear a track from, we're going to hear two tracks from Flat and Scruggs recorded live at Vanderbilt University, 1963, I think it was. Lester Flatt, of course, on guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Paul Warren on fiddle, Jake Tullock on bass, Billy Powers on the second guitar, and Buck Graves on the dobro. And these are great players, and some excellent music there. We're going to hear You Are My Flower first, which is Earl Scruggs playing guitar. Very nice. He just used to lift the guitar up and play it into the vocal mic, and it sounded excellent. And then No Hiding Place Down Here. These two songs were just great for us, and I hope you're going to enjoy them as much as I used to.
Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary wears a golden chain on every length. There's Jesus' name. There's no hiding place down here. And I hide my face. The rocks cried out, no hiding place.
There's no hiding place down here.
I pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll give old Satan one more round. There's no hiding place down here.
And no hiding place down here. And no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rock and I hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place.
And no hiding place down here.
Wears a hypocrite shoe. The devil wears a hypocrite shoe. The devil wears a hypocrite shoe. And if you don't watch him slipping on you, there's no hiding place down here.
There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and I hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place.
There's no hiding place down here.
They were a very tight unit, weren't they? And they had every lick